Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
2:51, 9 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Still to come on the program, following the news and weather, Sarah McClellan covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. Camp underway. The regular season starts next week with a trip to L.A. for 2 games with the Kings. John Ogston, longtime Lakeville Norris basketball coach on the upcoming season. Then Alan Horton, the voice of the Timberwolves at about 3:35. So a big 3 o'clock hour coming up here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Right now, we're pleased to be joined by Don Gilman from Let Them Play MN. And Don, good to visit with you again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Steve.
Happy New Year to you and you and your group and your supporters of Let Them Play MN have to be thrilled with the fact that U Sports, high school sports, are back.
Yeah, so happy. We've got one week's practice in now, and you know, I imagine there's thousands of, you know, sore kids around Minnesota that are thrilled that we got things rolling again.
Yeah, and tell us real quickly a little bit about your group, how it got started, and where you stand today. You have quite a following.
Yeah, we started September 9th with a Facebook page that has now grown, I believe, you know, close to 26,000 folks on our Facebook page. And then now we're a nonprofit, and people can find us at letthemplaymn.org to learn more about that. And you know, it's still growing. It's surprising. It's growing because the questions are there, and there's so many kids and so many families involved in the whole state of Minnesota that are want to do anything and everything they can to safely bring kids back into sports. And and it's just, yeah, it's a powerful movement, and we just really work hard on and helping just bring awareness. And that's what we've been asking our governor and the MDH for, is just please show us the data that would support, you know, why you've had a pause happen, why football and volleyball didn't happen in the fall and then it did. And so, yeah, it's just been quite a ride, and grateful for all the generous families and corporations in Minnesota that have contributed to seeking, you know, answers.
Don, your group sued Governor Tim Walz and state officials seeking to repeal the state's mandate requiring high school and youth sports athletes to wear masks during practice and competition. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Right. So in the fall, you know, from the data that we've seen, we have not heard or seen that there was any outbreaks related to sports from player to player. Transmission occurring while they were participating in a MSHSL activity, things like that. Players were masked up on the sidelines. There was, you know, monitoring. You know, parents were being responsible in keeping sick children home. And, you know, of course, we saw lots of different quarantine things happening. But we thought there was complete success and have not been shown or proven otherwise. And so we believe, you know, along with the WHO and the CDC and even the MDH has recommended do not mask while doing intense physical workouts. And if having trouble breathing, you know, remove your mask immediately. So there's just this contradiction, and people will say, well, go get a doctor's note. We have amazing physicians that believe the science, that want to give, you know, some want to give those exemptions for asthma or any other medical condition that would require that. But because of who their clinic is under, they can't. They're not allowed to give mask exemptions. So we're just trying to seek an understanding, and we just keep, we're not being told the full picture. If they show us the full picture and it's dangerous when there's been zero deaths from ages 19 down to 1 year old, the whole time of this pandemic, we'll be open to having more discussions and looking at it from a different angle.
So what are the next steps? Suit has been filed. When do you expect to hear? Are you looking for an injunction? What is your group looking for at this point in time?
Yeah, so things got filed yesterday. We can send you a copy of that if you want to read 100 pages of really great things. And, you know, there's coaches and also some athletes that are involved in the lawsuit. So, you know, the biggest thing is we're asking, too, for full data, you know, just the full data to be shown to all of us. And then also just that they would remove masks from the actual practice and participation piece. And when that happens, then that will be done. That'll be over.
All right, we've only got about a minute left. Do you expect a hearing soon? What do you know at this hour about?
That's our hope, is that we would hear something by next week, and we'll keep everybody updated. But we're really grateful for the support, and we understand that, you know, COVID is real, and, you know, there's a lot of different opinions out there on this matter. But again, if you look at what's been given to us, there's not been spread from student athletes to other student athletes and family members, that it's safer for them to be in sports and under supervision and in school versus, you know, at home and in social gatherings. So,
all right, Dawn, we're tight on time, and I appreciate the update. We'll continue to monitor it, and if you do want to send me that, I'd be happy to read it. That's for sure. And how do people find out more about your group?
Yep. So they can just go to Let Them Play MN on Facebook, or check us out on Twitter, or letthemplaymn.org is our website. If you aren't a social media person, we understand, and we'll get our info on there for people too. Thank you so much.
All right, Dawn, have a good day. Once again, suit filed against the governor and other state officials to remove that mask mandate during practice and competition. Youth sports have resumed. Games at the high school league level begin on the 14th, games and matches and competitions.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.